Radio Prague News.
The Chamber of Deputies has ended a six-day filibuster and passed the government's reform package. Doctors' unions have pledged a new campaign to push the health ministry to make good on salary promises. And non-profit organizations have reported to the UN that conditions for the disabled in the Czech Republic are worsening. The Chamber of Deputies ended a six-day filibuster on Sunday evening and passed the government's reform package. After nearly a week of obstruction from the left-wing opposition, the coalition parties were able to ratify the 14 bills covering health care, pension, welfare and other reforms in roughly half an hour, and with a comfortable majority of 8-9 votes. The opposition Social Democratic Party is considering challenging the coalition's rules of procedure in the Constitutional Court. Doctors' unions have pledged a new campaign to push the health ministry to make good on salary promises. The unions say Health Minister Leos Heger's offer of gradual rises for hospital physicians over the course of the next year is not enough, and are demanding agreed salary increases as of January. The health ministry negotiated a 10% rise for hospital physicians in 2012 in the spring of this year after the doctors threatened mass resignations that would have meant major disruption of the entire healthcare system. Mr. Heger has since decided to provide a 6.25% rise as of January, with the rest to come later on. The unions are therefore organizing a monthly series of events to hold the ministry to its word. They say they will then decide whether to go further. Conditions for the handicapped in the Czech Republic have not improved in recent years, according to a new report provided to the UN. The 17 non-profit organizations that worked on the report told reporters on Monday that conditions for the disabled had actually worsened in many regards. The organizations cited in particular economic austerity measures and social reforms, which were of detriment to the disabled and saved the state only $3 billion. They also included a lack of equal educational and job opportunities and less decision-making in politics. The report, which deals generally with the rights of the handicapped, was the second to be sent to the UN following the government's own report. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the coming days are expected to be partly cloudy, with daytime highs of around 13 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.